This is Audio Mo.
Hello everyone, this is Paul Hopkins, VR Podcasting. Welcome to another Audio Mo. This one will be for the 23rd of June 2022. 24th. Yeah, as usual, I'm playing catch up, and that's probably going to happen into next week as well, because I've got some things going on next week. Although next week's events may make themselves. I will do an audio mo from Site Village. That's what I was thinking. That will be something I'll tell you more about.
You can find other people to speak to that aren't just me.
Shortly. Claire is in the background. She's about to be in the foreground. I'm going to tell you about it in a second. So yeah, so Claire, who is in the background now, about to be in the foreground in recording I made just now. It doesn't need much explaining. The title says a lot. The Africana Takeover is what this audio mo is called. And here it is without any further ado. Very tidy. So this is Audio Mo 23, June 23rd. And that was the delightful and delectable Claire Randall.
Hello.
Hello.
Right.
Yeah, playing her keyboard. But it was this particular type of music, wasn't it?
What, the ghastly type?
There might be Afrikaners listening that...
That's all right. Most Afrikaners think it's ghastly as well. Actually, it depends. I have some friends who are very particular fans and, well, we avoid those and we don't talk about it. It's like, you know...
who are into that. But I'd imagine it's like a live thing, though, more than anything else. You wouldn't. I couldn't imagine listening to it in your car radio. I would imagine that your headphones on the way into work.
Oh, goodness.
You'd think it would be the kind of thing that it's like a bit of participation. Having a drink and, you know.
You've got to imagine, like, with the bar with sawdust on the floor and the, you know.
Got to describe the scene and maybe you were going to... Because this is an Afrikaner takeover. And you would pass as an Afrikaner, wouldn't you?
I would pass as an Afrikaner. I actually grew up in South Africa. And what was it you said some years back?
revealing my silliness. Well, because I got so used to Claire just being, like... talking with English with no accent whatsoever and forgetting the fact and taking it completely for granted that you speak Afrikaner fluently. So it's another fluently. And I once said to her, it'd be amazing if I was going out with someone that could speak another language.
Hello!
Having a particularly slow day that day. But we didn't really have a massive plan for this. You did that song and then you were going to...
I grew up in South Africa and I went to South Africa when I was 9 and I went to school in a place called Worcester, which is a very, very Afrikaans speaking town, but also the school there was very, very Afrikaans and it was a boarding school and you can imagine that I went to school, boarding school, and I spoke no Afrikaans and they didn't speak any English, so one of us had to compromise. And they spoke, like, broken English, but nothing major.
Yeah.
And then a friend of mine said to me one day, this one girl in my class, she said, that's it now. We're not going to speak to you in English anymore. If you want to speak to us, you're going to have to learn Afrikaans.
Yeah. I mean, without dragging up the past that too much, and if it's over emotional, but, I mean, that must have been really daunting. You must have been quite, like, being in a situation where, you know, you were not only... a long way from, I mean, even family, because your family lived elsewhere in South Africa at that, and you was going to the only school in South Africa for white vision impaired children because living in apartheid. So you had a lot going on, really.
Yeah, I used to go to them. We had like a little windy house thing in the hostel, and I used to go and sit there and cry.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I learnt the language. And then I become more of an Afrikaner than an English person.
And what happened when you did? There must have been those, like, with the, was the particular times you can remember, like, getting a confidence boost, going, right, I've got this, you know.
It just clicked, though.
Yeah.
But I had to read the introduction to the Constitution at the Republic Day when I was about 13.
Yeah.
And I was the only child in the school that was born in England, and I got to read the Independence Day, whatever it was, in Afrikaans.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Right? And you used to do, like, speeches and
I used to do all my debate. Everything in Afrikaans. I did Afrikaans, what they call a first language, so it wasn't... if you hadn't known back then, you might a bit now, because I've been not
been away
been
for,
there
a while.
For about 25 years, 30 years nearly. But back then, if you didn't know, you wouldn't know. And so everything I did was... And I used to think in Afrikaans, and there's very...
That's incredible.
Distinctly... there's a very distinctive memory of mine of when I was at home and it was Namibian independence and my mum woke me up because they were like setting off fireworks and whatnot. And there's some band playing on the green or the field or wherever the hell it was. And she woke me up and she said, Dom, it's time to wake up, because I went to bed, and she said, time to wake up. We're going to go out and see Mango Groove. And I was like, cool. And I was talking to her, and she's going, "What? Yeah, you need to wake up." And I went, "I am awake." And she went, "No, you're not, because you're speaking to me in Afrikaans."
That's exactly the thing I was just going to ask you to tell us about that. So I would say that a native person of a language would agree that, because when I've spoken to people who speak English as second language, I've said to them, you know, even though your English is so good, what language are you thinking? And they often say that, oh, I think in my native language.
I speak in whatever language I'm speaking.
Yeah. Well, no, they say that I'm saying that people that have a native language almost think in that language first.
Yeah, they do.
And you're saying that even though this was your second language, it became your native language.
Yes,
and then
it did.
So you speak it. Because you were speaking it for huge amounts of time.
Yeah, all the time. The only people I spoke English to were my parents.
Your parents. Did it go the other way around, though, where you had an English... Did you always have, like, a really... Because your accent's lovely. I mean, your English accent's very... it's very... what's that word I'm looking for? It's not exactly... It's not received pronunciation quite, is it? But it's kind of...
No.
It's that lovely, well-spoken sort of Southern English, almost,
it's
I suppose.
Eloquent, isn't it?
Yeah, but I love it. So what would... I forgot my question was going to be. When you spoke English to your parents back then, would it have been with an Afrikaner sort
no.
of accent?
No.
So you didn't even have a. See what I mean? And yet you thought in that other, like, the native language as Afrikaner. So, we need to hear you, because you're not.
And the Boeremusiek is like ghastly, ghastly, horrible stuff. It's not.
Other musics are available.
Afrikaans music isn't. It's not what you might necessarily call. Brilliant, and we don't necessarily aspire to it, but there is some that's kind of I won't say that, because they'll make them vote for whether or not, you know.
I won't. No, I won't. Go on.
Okay.
I won't.
I did a recording of some songs way, way back for some talent competition or whatever, and I was 16. And somebody sent them to me recently. They were hideous. They were like very old, recorded on a...
Well, they sounded old, though, so to be fair. So
recorded in Afrikaans.
Yeah.
But I'll sing one of them now, in the here and now, rather than inflict the 16-year-old version of me on it.
Oh, it would have been cool. But you don't sort of speak in Afrikaans, because I often say, oh, I'd love to hear you speak in Afrikaans.
But you can't. It's
and why would you? Yeah,
kind of
it's
go, like... Say something in Afrikaans. Well, what exactly, you know?
I'm sure... I know what you mean, and I'm trying to equate it with something else that I might get asked to do, which is, oh, we'll do us a bit of Braille. Oh, what's the point?
Yeah, write something in Braille.
Yeah, they used to do that as kids, and my brothers used to, oh, write something in Braille. I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah, exactly.
They tried to read it. Of course, they couldn't read it. So we're going to play out with you doing something a little bit different, just to show that, well, Afrikaans music isn't just limited to Boer music, and the fact that we get to hear you singing in Afrikaans for a reason.
Yeah.
Right, and this is audio mode playing out then.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Berge gemaakt voor missing sneeuw en kransen, voor die wind ze wilde dansen. In verswind Mark for stomach, flood for adult in a Sahara. For a kind to fair der boer. Ik er is knabe en is zon. Je hebt gedunk je koen. Je verloor jou trots vlerke. Ik er is onvolmaak in stom. Moet ik en jij van onderaf op ander veel.
This is Audio Mo.